KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 44. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, lows around 31. 54 tomorrow, mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas and state broadband officials are still traveling across the state in order to discuss the different access opportunities for easy and high-speed internet access needs in rural Kansas. As WIBW reports that according to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and the newly established Kansas Broadband Development Office, their goal is still to bring reliable and affordable high-speed broadband internet access to every Kansas home and business across the state. They say they have a roadshow going on in over 30 counties over the coming weeks and months.
We're doing this is because we're putting together a five-year strategic digital equity and broadband access plan in anticipation of hundreds of millions of dollars that'll come to the state from our federal agency partners to bring broadband to underserved communities.
That audio from WIBW. The state government is also recommending individuals go to the federal government's websites to try and fill out the form regarding your broadband access, as they say it's vital to get the proper amount of grant funding for the expansions.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire from sale.
High school students at the St. John Hudson High School in St. John, Kansas, ended up staying home from school on Monday after the school was broken into over the weekend with threatening messages of graffiti on the walls of the school. KAKE News reports the superintendent of the school, Josh Meyer, said the school had a lot of glass to clean up before students could be allowed back and said the graffiti is, quote, considered threatening in nature. After an investigation, the superintendent did say the individual that was responsible is a current student and is being disciplined appropriately, saying, quote, we have no information that would lead us to believe there is a specific plan for violence towards any individual or anyone here at the school. However, we are taking this matter very seriously and are working closely with the St. John Police Department. The school was open again on Tuesday this week, and an official letter of the issue was sent to members of the community and to parents at the school district. The student so far has not been identified publicly, and the investigation with the St. John's Police Department and the community is still ongoing. Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Public education has been top of conversation for many legislatures in the Nebraska session this year, as Republicans say that they want to use some of the taxpayer money to help fund private school vouchers in the state, along with making it easier to remove books from school libraries, and piggyback on legislature coming from the state of Kansas regarding defining the genders for transgender students. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that along with the bills, that Republican legislators have also wanted to move some of the authority and oversight of the Department of Education to the governor and give the governor more control over the bodies that govern K through 12 education within the state, shifting selection of the Nebraska Education Commissioner and members of the State Board of Education who are currently elected to be appointed by the governor. Democrats in the state say they have tried to push back on the legislation, saying they are concerned that the state of Nebraska has not elected a Democrat governor since 1994, giving Republicans full control over public education.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Corn farmers, check this out.
672, a new high-yielding hybrid with AgriSure Viptera trait, a big yielder on irrigated acres.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee asking to hire a tourism director to be combined with a communication director for the city on a full-time basis. They were suggesting Convention and Tourism would fund a projected $42,000 to $45,000 annual salary for the first 2 years, with the city covering full benefits estimated at $27,000 annually. After 2 years, salary cost would be split 50-50. Several questions from council included where this individual would keep an office, timeline, related responsibilities, and such. Referring the matter to Administration and Finance Committee, it was urged the Convention and Tourism Committee include other organizations involved with tourism in a conversation going forward. Street Committee had reviewed two bids for engineering for improvements to Keystone 12 and 11th roads east of Marysville. CES Group had a broader scope project that the committee indicated was more than they envisioned at this time. BG Consultants had bid $80,000 for engineering and bidding four phases of work, which would include improvements to 12th Road from US 36 South to Timber Creek Drive and on Keystone from 11th Terrace to 11th Road. This is for design and engineering only, and the next step would include particulars as to surface type, specifics, funding, and etc. The mayor spoke in favor of the benefit of having engineering and designing on hand as a necessary step to pursue possible grant funding. The bid was approved unanimously. Options for a code enforcement officer were discussed. Mayor Jason Barnes suggesting council prioritize potential projects facing the city to better utilize resources in completing them. City attorney presented a legal opinion from outside council regarding access to the Country Club Lake, which has been disputed by adjacent landowners who acquired the properties in recent years. It noted the development and use of a lake dates back to 1936 and includes city control and access, which included a road from US 36 that was closed by the Kansas Department of Transportation in perhaps 1991. Council suggested letting a court decide what legal rights exist in the context of a quiet title action as to whether easement rights exist. The opinion closed with confirmation that the city has the right to a condemnation process to obtain title, and that process will finally resolve any title or access issues. Local law enforcement and others received multiple phone calls last evening regarding suspicious aircraft with a pair of lights in the western sky, which authorities identified as the planets of Venus and Jupiter, lining up alongside each other. 2023 Washington County 4-H District Club Day results are posted on our website, KeyIndyYRadio.com, and our social media outlets. The annual legislative forum in Marysville is Saturday beginning at 9:30 a.m. at Landall Lanes. State Senator Elaine Bauer, State Representative Lisa Mosier, as well as staffers from Roger Marshall and Tracy Mann's office will be in attendance. Doors open at 9:15. The legislative forum begins at 9:30 Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Your news on your schedule. The Key NDY Local News Podcast is updated twice each weekday. Find it under the podcast tab at KeyNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page. Michael J. Mike Kiefer, age 75, of Marysville, passed away February 26th. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 2 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mike Kiefer. Jamie L. Kloss, age 46, of Seneca, passed away February 26th. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday evening, 6 until 8, at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Jamie Kloss. Carolyn K. Yobel, age 86, of Dubois, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7. We're a mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Yobel. Norma J. Keir, age 93, of Wymore, passed away February 27th. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 7:30 at the church. Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Norma Keir.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a chance for some snow flurries early on today, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain and snow showers may continue overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers possible early on Friday, then sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming up throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Easterly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying sunny, warmer, and breezy throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 51. Record high on this date, 83. The average low, 27. And a record low, 7 below zero. Sunset this evening at 6:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:59.
It is a peek into the Almanac archives from over 200 years ago. We will share what we found on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. Rocker Jon Bon Jovi has a birthday, and on this day in 1933, moviegoers in New York City lined up for the premiere of King Kong. In this 231st anniversary year of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we've been digging into the archives for advice we gave more than two centuries ago. Here is some for the month of March. Judge for yourself whether it holds up. We advise that this month is a good time for pruning trees, spreading manure in the fields, and planting cabbage and tobacco. We recommend putting away sleds and sleighs, and also had these words of timeless wisdom. There is nothing truly valuable which can be purchased without pains and labor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more timeless advice online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Join Googs in Hanover for their first year anniversary celebration this Saturday. Doors open at 4. Live music will run from 8 until midnight, presented by Alexander Richard. Appetizer and drink specials running as well, along with full menu and bar available. Come celebrate their first anniversary this Saturday at Googs Bar and Grill, downtown Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a strong victory last night for the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats as they finish off their second-to-last game of the regular season. They were at home against the Oklahoma Sooners as they won 85-69. The Wildcats saw four players put double digits on the board last night, including Keontae Johnson with 16 points, Daquan Tomlin with 19 points, Marquise Noel at 11, and Desi Sillis at 15 points for the night. The Wildcats started off strong going into the half at 34-25, putting another 51 points on the board in the second half of the game. The victory put the Wildcats back up in the number 2 slot for the Big 12 Conference, right behind the Jayhawks at 11-6 in conference play, tied with the Baylor Bears and the Texas Longhorns. The final game of the regular season coming up this Saturday would tip off at 1 p.m., as they're on the road against the West Virginia Mountaineers. College basketball back in action tonight with the Wichita State Shockers as they are on the road to take on the number 1 Houston Cougars. That tip off this evening at 6 p.m.
McCurry Angus Ranch would like to invite you to the 46th anniversary annual bull sale Thursday, March 9th in Burton, Kansas. And this offering is 130 power-packed Angus bulls with complete performance information backed by genomic-enhanced EPDs. They're fertility tested, freeze-branded, and ready for your heavy service. Included on this offering are sons from famous AI sires such as Sitz Barricade, ENB Confederate, SAV Checkmate, HA Relevant, and Keneally Countdown. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com or McCurry Angus Ranch on Facebook to view a complete catalog and videos of these bulls. Again, Thursday, March 9th at Burton, Kansas, to select your next herd sire out of 130 performance Angus bulls. Please call me, John McCurry, at 620-727-5197. Again, 620-727-5197, or visit us, McCurryAngusRanch.com. Or bid on CCI.live on sale day.
Kansas City Chiefs at quarterback coach Matt Nagy has officially been promoted to offensive coordinator and replacing Eric Bynum. KQ News reports that Nagy was previously the offensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2017 before being hired as the head coach of the Bears. The former offensive coordinator, Eric Bynum, officially left the position after joining the Washington Commanders as the offensive coordinator and assistant head coach. Bynum had been interviewed 16 different times for 15 different NFL head coaching jobs over the past few years and said he's excited with the new challenge with the new team. In other news, Wichita State softball player Sydney McKinney has been named the American Athletic Conference Weekly Honor Roll Student of the Week. KQ News reports that McKinney helped Wichita State go 4-0 at the North Texas Invitational, having 7 hits, a double, an RBI, and scoring 4 runs in total. During the Invitational, she also had hits in 3 of their 4 games and extended her hitting streak to 33 in the process. At 33-game hitting streak, it ranks 6th all-time in NCAA history. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss this season's final women's basketball home game on Saturday, March 4th, when we host Texas at 4 p.m. in Bramlage. Be sure to stay after the game as we recognize our seniors. Tickets are just $5 when purchased in advance. To get yours today, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Thursday night, sub-state basketball action. KNDY will air the girls' 1A Division II semifinal games from Axtell. Lynn takes on Kansas School for the Deaf at 6. Axtell girls host Hanover at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5. Frankfort girls meet Clifton Clyde, 1A Division I, Washington County tonight at 7:30. Osborne and Rock Hills tip at 6. Centralia girls face Burlingame in the late game at 7:30 from Onega, with Donovan West taking on Troy at 6. Finally, in girls 3A semifinals Thursday at Marysville, Atchison County meets Riley County at 6. Nemaha Central faces Hiawatha at 7:30.
Give nature and your garden a helping hand this season by creating a pollinator-friendly landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Honeybees, native bees, beetles, flies, and hummingbirds are just a few of the pollinators we depend upon for much of our food, medicine, and next year's plants for the garden. Grow a variety of plants with various shapes, colors, and bloom times. You'll enjoy the season-long floral display, and so will the pollinators. Use native plants suited to the growing conditions whenever possible. You'll attract more pollinators and provide food for many of their offspring. Allow perennials to stand for the winter. They provide food for the birds and winter homes for many of our beneficial insects. Leave bare spots for ground bees and a layer of fallen leaves that also provide shelter for many pollinators. And skip the pesticides that can harm the pollinators that you're trying to attract. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Richard was born in Minnesota. His father died while he was a boy, and he got a job as a railroad telegraph operator to help earn money for the family. Interestingly, it was that job which began a career path that made him a household name. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Joshua Dixon is the news director at KLGR Radio in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, one of the stations that airs this daily broadcast. He recounts the story of a young man with ties to their town.
Richard Sears was born in Stuartville in 1863 when the Civil War was going on down south.
But times were difficult for the Sears family.
After his father died, the family bounced around Minnesota for a while to support his widowed mother and his sisters. When Richard Sears was about 16, 17 years old, he got a job at the railroad as a telegraph operator.
While working at the train depot, Sears became aware of a scam that was being perpetrated on small-town shop owners.
Large businesses in large cities would choose a business in some rural area and just send them a crate of their product, like bolts of cloth or buggy whips or whatever. And the small business in the rural area would be informed that this package had arrived from them on the railroad. And they'd say, "Well, we didn't order that."
So that shop owner would send a message to the large company informing them of the package they did not order.
The manufacturers would say, "Oh, hey, our mistake. Just ship it back to us at your expense." It would cost more to ship it back than to just buy the product and sell it and be done with it.
Young Mr. Sears had seen the scam play out at the station in the past. In fact, there was a box of watches shipped to a local jeweler who was wise to the ploy and refused delivery of the shipment. So what was Sears to do with a box of watches no one would claim? You probably have an idea of where this is headed, but don't know how that box of watches turned into something much larger. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
that enjoys living in your tree might also be causing some damage. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some squirrels gnaw on buds and bark, so you'll have to weigh your options as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I get a kick out of watching the squirrels scamper through the trees in my backyard. Squirrels can cause tree damage by gnawing, but ours are so busy raiding the bird feeders, I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. Bob Pierce is an extension fish and wildlife specialist at the University of Missouri. He says squirrels have a variety of food habits, but during winter, those habits change as acorns and other nut crops are used up. Sometimes the tree becomes a convenient snack.
If it's a young tree, they might gnaw on the base of the tree or the lower trunk. They'll often cut the growing tips of buds. That seems to be a very good food item for them during the wintertime. And usually it's the point of the growing stem that they like to eat. It's tender, it's pretty nutritious, and that's the type of damage that will occur.
Usually the damage is just cosmetic and the tree will be fine. Pierce says you have to decide if gnawing squirrels are causing enough of a problem to do something about it. They especially love to chew on walnut, pecan, and other nut trees, which can cause economic damage.
I guess the question is how valuable are the trees that you're concerned with and whether or not you can tolerate any damage or not. Some trees, of course, produce very valuable crops, whether it be nut crops or ornamental trees, and you don't want to tolerate much damage to those.
You can offer squirrels an alternative food source, such as corn. If that doesn't work, other control methods include metal tree wraps, repellents, and traps. But keep in mind that squirrels can spend all day trying to outsmart you. Pierce says the most permanent method of removal from a prized tree is to get a squirrel hunting license. Learn more about squirrels and tree damage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing can harm you, not while smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to
gross and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you. No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can't desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile.
Day were Thanksgiving. Okay, I don't mean you should eat turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy every day. But what if giving thanks is a daily ritual for you? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. I'm guessing you're grateful for the many blessings in your life. But there is something about the day of Thanksgiving. There's a feeling of abundance. You're surrounded by people you love and who love you, too. The feeling of enough is almost palpable. So what if you made an effort to carry that feeling of gratitude into the rest of the year? One idea? Make a list of three things you are thankful for every day. It can be as simple as, I'm grateful for the sun rising today. And try to find something to be grateful for, even in difficult times. Being grateful can help you be more content, and it can help you live a generous life once you realize how much you have to share with others. And that's something, well, to be grateful for.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Having healthy markets helps farmers stay resilient. More today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com.
Ag markets are fickle. Even when prices appear to guarantee a profit, things can happen. Mike Seifert, head of the National Grain and Feed Association, says you also have to be able to ship your product.
In the global market, obviously price plays into competitiveness, but also the reliability of the U.S. to be able to deliver product to the international markets when we say we're going to deliver it, when we need to be able to deliver it.
Seifert says China is a huge market for U.S. ag, but that could change drastically in the decades ahead.
We have to develop additional markets. Obviously, they're not going to be as big as a China market or something like that, but you have to develop new markets to account for those changes. You have to develop new markets for that competitiveness.
To do that, says Seifert, the U.S. has to maintain high quality, be reliable, and be nice.
Ag is a personal relationship business. It's about getting to look somebody in the eye, it's getting to know them, and it's knowing somebody you can trust and you can make a deal. And we've all gotten really good at doing Zoom and Teams and all those things, but It's really hard to get comfortable with a buyer, to get comfortable with a seller over Zoom that you've never met previously.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The annual legislative forum will be Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Doors open at 9:15. The forum begins at 9:30 with State Senator Elaine Bauer, State Representative Lisa Mosier, and staffers from Tracy Mann and Roger Marshall's office. The legislative forum begins at 9:15 with refreshments. Forum starts at 9:30 Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Public is welcome. Presented by Landall Company.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the Farm Bill funding squeeze is on as farmers face increasing financial and regulatory headwinds amid competing nutrition interests in the next five-year ag bill. Those challenges were on full display earlier this week. From WOTUS and restrictive pesticide and poultry rules to high inflation, interest rates, and input costs, plus low reference prices and labor shortages, ag is facing huge challenges. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval on USDA's latest farm income forecast.
A decrease in net farm income in 2023, down 15.9%. Adjusted for inflation, that's 18% drop. The same report estimates that farm ranch production expenses will continue to increase by $18 billion. That follows a record increase of $70 billion in 2022.
And in other news, here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Presented by Abilene Machine. You can depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just call 1-800-255-0337. That's 0337. Or order online at AbileneMachine.com. Here's what we're looking at right now. 32 degrees is your soil temp in Cheyenne, 32 in Sherman. Colby has 32 degrees, and Ludell, 32 degrees as well. Hiawatha at 40 degrees, 43 in Olathe, 38 in Corning. Silver Lake has 40 degrees as well, 46 in Cherokee, 44 in Parsons, 43 at Harper, 42 right now at Lake City, 44 at Ashland, 44 degrees at Mead, 40 at Gray, 40 also at Spearville, 40 at St. John, 40 at Richfield, 45 at Stanton.
McCurry Angus Ranch would like to invite you to the 46th anniversary annual bull sale Thursday, March 9th in Burton, Kansas. In this offering is 130 power-packed Angus bulls with complete performance information backed by genomic-enhanced EPDs. They're fertility-tested, freeze-branded, and ready for your heavy service. Included in this offering are sons from famous AI sires such as Sitz Barricade, ENB Confederate, SAV Checkmate, HA Relevant, and Keneally Countdown. I invite you to go to McCurryAngus.com or McCurry Angus Ranch on Facebook to view a complete catalog and videos of these bulls. Again, Thursday, March 9th at Burton, Kansas, to select your next herd sire out of 130 performance Angus bulls. Please call me, John McCurry, at 620-727-5197. Again, 620-727-5197, or visit us, McCurryAngusRanch.com, or bid on CCI.live on sale day.
This is Jay Boyer with Boyer Limousine inviting you to our 32nd annual production sale, March 12th. Our thick-top limousine and limb flex bulls will produce heavier calves at weaning along with calving ease, feed efficiency, and a good disposition. No matter what size of your operation, we'll have bulls to fit your herd. At the sale, we'll have 40 bulls and 20 bred and open heifers. Call me at 402-696-4410 with questions. See you at the sale Sunday, March 12th at 1 East.
Healthy crops need to feed on N, P, and K, but micronutrients are the key to unlocking hidden hunger in the plants on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential.
Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Environmental conditions and in-season stress can make nutrient availability a struggle for crops. Most farmers test for nutrients with a soil sample in the fall and apply fertilizers to correct deficiencies, but that doesn't always indicate how much of those will make it into next year's plants. Eric Hansen is a regional agronomist with Winfield United. He says they want producers to look beyond the macronutrients like N, P, and K and start understanding more about the micronutrients.
In crops like corn, really zinc and boron were probably the two that showed up very, very deficient early on in corn. When we look at crops like soybeans, you know, manganese is perennially a nutrient that really shows up deficient. We've got a database of thousands of tissue samples that we've pulled over the last nearly decade on multiple crops to establish some of these trends.
Hansen recommends layering tissue samples on top of the soil samples to monitor N, P, and K throughout the season.
But also, the tissue samples are a lot more accurate way to judge micronutrient availability. And once we fix their macronutrients, the micronutrients are really key to help kind of unlocking that hidden hunger in those plants, because we can see a lot of deficiency in micronutrients without ever seeing visual deficiency symptoms on the plant.
Understanding the timing of when micronutrients are the most important for the plant can make the difference between getting a return or just adding additional expense to the crop. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the role of micronutrients at agriculture.com.
The Cattleman's Choice annual sale will be Saturday, March 18th at T7 Ranch in Greenleaf. 60 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready to produce with the best genetics value anywhere, along with 20 Baldy heifers with February calf beside. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale at T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf, Saturday, March 18th. Catalog and information available at t7ranch.wordpress.com, on Facebook, or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Thursday, or Friday Eve, as we like to call it. It was a firmer start to the day today. The rumor that China is back participating in world markets affecting the markets today. Plus, markets are looking at the expiration date for the Black Sea Trade Agreement that's set to expire here just in a couple of weeks. Speaking of the market, here's what we're looking at. March corn right now is 636 and a quarter. That's down 4 1/4. May corn down 3 3/4 at 632 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for March, 832 and a half. That's up 11 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 823 right now. That's up 6 3/4. May oats down 2 right now, 333 and a half. July oats down 1 1/2 at 336 3/4. Soybeans for March up 16 and a quarter at 1520 and a half. Soybeans for May, 1510 and a quarter. That's up 16 currently. Cotton for May, 83.76 is your current price. That's down $1.89. July cotton, 84.40. That's down $1.61. Live cattle for April, 164.30. That's down 80 cents. Live cattle for June, 159.70. That's down 82 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for March, up a quarter at 188.50. Feeder cattle for April, 193.80. That's down 2 1/2 cents. Crude oil for April, 72.02 right now. That's up 34 cents. Crude oil for May, 78.16. That's up 33 cents. Gold for April, 1839 and 50 cents. That's down $5.80 right now. Silver for March, $20.73. And that's down 22 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street today. Kind of a mixed bag right now. The Dow up 102, S&P down 6, NASDAQ down 38.
Hey, Clay, you talk a lot about OEM parts. What exactly is OEM?
That's a great question. OEM stands for Original Equipment Manufacturer. These parts are coming directly from the manufacturer of your vehicle. But the more important question is, what does it matter to you? At the end of the day, the safety of your vehicle is reliant on the parts that we use and the repairs of your vehicle. That's why at Best Body Shop, we use 100% OEM parts on 100% of the repairs.
Call 316-516-3827 or go online to BestBodyShopInWichita.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Did you know that USDA Rural Development operates over 50 financial assistance programs? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Christy Davis, USDA Kansas State Director for Rural Development, gives insight on USDA programs for rural development.
Rural Energy for America program is a program that's been around a while, but there have been some enhancements to the program under the Inflation Reduction Act. This is designed to enhance energy efficiency with rural small businesses and ag producers. The program provides loan guarantees for up to 75% of eligible costs for making energy efficiency enhancements. With the Inflation Reduction Act, an additional $2 billion was allocated for this program over the next 10 years. There's also a grant component, and it's been grants up to 25% of the qualified project costs with the enhancements that were made. That will increase from 25% to 40%. So we're really excited because this is a program that we have a lot of demand for.
Davis points out some challenges and encourages people to reach out to them for assistance.
Larger communities have the capacity to access these programs, and sometimes it gives them an advantage over the smaller communities just simply because they don't have people with the time or technical expertise to access them. And the places where these policies are made aren't often places that understand how rural communities work on the ground. So I would encourage folks who are interested in pursuing this is do some research and see what's available, but also let us help you. With interest rates increasing, we can provide some competitive rates. We understand, though, that one of the challenges that these communities face is they don't always have the tax base to have the money in the bank to match or even sometimes to pay for the engineering to design a project that they can then apply for funding. We understand that there are some barriers, and we may even have some ideas for you for overcoming those so you can access our programs and that they can work in your community.
Davis discusses the issue of child care in rural communities and how communities can work together to combat this issue and others.
I'm a huge advocate for child care in rural communities, and I know what a huge challenge it is, and it really can make or break your community. There's a rural development title in the Farm Bill every 5 years, and so the last Farm Bill passed in 2018. Child care wasn't mentioned. If folks are interested in that particular issue, they should take a look at CDBG this year because the state is emphasizing child care as part of that program. And last legislative session, there was a bill at the state level that helped fund rural child care as well. So that's something to look at. With all of these programs layered, it's certainly possible. There are ways in these communities for folks to work together and pool resources to get it done.
That's USDA Kansas State Director for Rural Development, Christy Davis, with insight on USDA programs for rural development. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
For all
your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.